Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, an Italian American podcast, and I am your host, Frankie D. And my guest today is Giancarlo Iannotta, who is the head of Molise Films and has just completed his first feature film, My Country, which was filmed in Chicago and in Rome and Molise as well. Giancarlo, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here so much.
Thank you for having me, Frank. That's great.
Tell me about this Molise connection that I keep hearing in your description.
Molise esiste, as we say. You know, Molise is one of the smallest regions in Italy. If you've never heard of it, it's right below Abruzzo. It used to be called Abruzzo, and now they combined the two and called it Abruzzi. But when I was a kid, my parents would take me to Italy, and when I was 12 years old was the first time I came to my father's town, Castel San Vincenzo, which is in the province of Isernia. It's a very, very small little town, 400 people. I call it like straight out of The Godfather, you know, hill, town on the hill,
picturesque,
the processions, beautiful. The mountains, truly paradise on earth. And you'll see, as you did see.
As I saw in the film, it is definitely picturesque and beautiful. Yes.
And it is truly my favorite place. So, and I filmed an hour and a half movie there pretty much. So,
wow. That's, you know what, right off the bat, it's just awesome that you had such an effect on you and the passion and the fact that you were able to see this through, I think is just great. So now, okay, filming a movie. Did you study film? Was this in your background?
Yeah, so I went to Columbia College here in the city and graduated in producing and directing studies. I spent some time in L.A. And after I came back from L.A., it was kind of like, well, do I save up and go back out there? Or obviously all the opportunities are. Or do I try something new and go abroad and go to Rome for a year? And I had no idea. I really thought maybe it would even be less than that, 3 months, and it turned into actually into about 3 years. I did not speak Italian as fluently as I do now and in the movie. So I went to Italy to learn Italian. You know, took 9 classes, and then I would work during the day as a cameraman and as a tour guide, driving that little Cinquecento car that you
really?
Saw in the movie.
Okay, I'm curious about some. Was it hard to find these jobs in Rome?
Yeah, Italy is still going through like a pretty hard recession in the last few years. And I was lucky that I not only found through this Cinquecento, through driving this little car, the person who, you know, owned the car that we use in the movie, and then my two co-producers. So it was just a really lucky thing that I got to do this. And usually when you go, you know, abroad, you usually do a lot of English speaking jobs when you start out, either teaching, tutoring. And we were driving around all these tourists from, you know, England, Australia, France, you know, and I would speak English.
Were you doing the driving?
Yeah, doing the driving.
You were driving
in Rome. I had my white gloves and my black hat.
And yeah. It was a stick shift, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, but how did you drive in Rome? I was in Rome many times. I wouldn't drive there for all the tea in China.
So I was lucky. My dad's a car guy, so I grew up driving stick shift. I grew up driving, you know, sometimes I would drive that Cinquecento. Our cousin had the Cinquecento. So I wasn't used to like those old kind of cars. Those don't scare me, but it takes some getting used to driving in Rome. And I had a scooter as well that helped me. You know, I got to know the city really well, all the ins and outs, driving the scooter too. So, yeah, every street like changes every other block and a different name. I mean, have fun.
It's chaos. Driving it really around, is. And you know, besides the drivers, the Vespas, there's just tons of people crossing streets whenever they want.
It's a beautiful chaos.
It's a beautiful chaos, and I loved it. But I always said to myself, there's no way I would ever, as a foreigner, I would never drive in Rome.
That's why I would tell all our friends and family here from the city and suburbs, you guys, if you want to experience Rome like a Roman and not get stuck in the lines, you know, in the Vatican and the Colosseum, the hidden gems of Rome, come do my tour because we will give you the experience of a lifetime.
That was very nice. So this was just an incredible experience. And apparently you acquired a language, ideas for the film, people for the film, correct?
So I had, I knew I'd always wanted to tell an Italian-American story, and I had written a screenplay about 3 or 4 years ago, set in Chicago. And it's still under my bed. I've never, you know, I haven't showed it to anybody since then. It was kind of a letdown just because it didn't work out. We couldn't get it made. So
was it a basis, though, for this film? Like, did it have
Yeah, the brother. So okay, I wanted to tell the Italian American Moise Chicago, but I wanted to tell a story about brothers that I think is either underrepresented in movies or very like outrageous comedy, goofball comedy. I mean, some of those movies are great and I love those movies, but I wanted to tell more of a serious, kind of ultimately heartwarming, comedic but heartwarming, you know, tale about brothers. And I have a younger brother. And essentially that screenplay turned into My Country with that brother theme. And then living in Italy was, I was living in Rome, going to Molise on the weekends, became, they all came together to make My Country.
So your role in this movie was, I understand, a lot of different hats you wore. What were they?
The list is pretty long. So director, obviously, a writer and director.
Did you write it alone?
Yes.
You wrote this film alone?
But I obviously sent it out for feedback. And, you know, that first draft that you always send to people is like a vomit draft. It's kind of just like, you know, okay. I got it to a pretty good point, but it needed, you know, some tightening. And friends and family, my co-producers in Italy helped me craft it. But I wrote it, directed it, produced it with, you know, Molise Films and my two partners here. And I also edited it. Ultimately, when we came back to edit it, I was a co-editor. But I'm also the actor in the movie. And
yes,
this
you
is
were.
My first time ever doing a feature film. Not only a feature film, but any kind of film.
Was that the idea from the get-go, or was that something that came upon later?
Yeah, so no, I always was more comfortable behind the camera. And this blog that I did when I lived in Rome called Giancarlo in Roma, where I would drive the car, I'd go around Rome and the Vatican Colosseum, you know, I had a little funny little blog, and that kind of helped me. Putting myself in front of the camera then kind of helped me. And then I was lucky, I took classes at the Second City with one of the professors at Second City, excuse me. But it was just, can I get my, maybe acting in the movie would help me get my name out there more. And that was kind of the thing, you know, I'm the director and writer, but maybe that could lead to other opportunities if I put myself.
I would think so.
And it was a little bit egotistical putting myself in every damn scene, pretty much.
Are you really in almost every scene?
The only
scene
is the one where my older brother, Francesco, and his wife had that discussion in the kitchen about me, that this crazy Americano came with his father's urn. And if people don't know the movie, I take this urn. My father passes away in Chicago. And I take his urn to Italy, looking for my long lost brother to bury him, you know, spread the ashes in Molise. And there's that one scene, I was like, I gotta have one scene where I'm not in the movie.
I never thought of that as watching it, but now that I look back, you pretty much.
I'm the topic of discussion, obviously.
Right.
But it was funny, too, just wrapping this up. It was like having to convince my family that I could act in a movie. And when I said, you know, I didn't really tell them that I was, you know, also the actor, I kind of went off to Italy. You know, not really saying too much about who's going to play the role, blah, blah, blah.
Well, did you have some doubts, though? Like, if, like, a day didn't go well, and then you thought to yourself, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should just stay behind the scenes, or did that not happen?
I'll tell you, every day. I mean, creating a movie is like a monster. A monster that just wants to attack you at any moment. And it's just, like, trying to contain that monster from not, you know, unleashing itself and ruining the movie. So every day we were fighting, you know, being an actor and director, I wouldn't. And on your first film is really tough because you have to do the scene, you know, you got to direct everybody, you do your scene, you got to think of all your lines, and then you got to go back and watch it. And that's holding up time. You know, you don't see it exactly in the camera, you know, while you're.
Yeah, but from a guy that knows nothing about films, you're in every scene. So then how would you even have the time to, you know, direct while you're in it? That had to be very hard.
No, it truly was the most adventurous, largest project, craziest thing I've ever done. Would I put myself in every scene? We'll see. I would still love to.
But you would still act.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping you know, a couple ideas I'm thinking about now, I'm hopefully those will come to fruition as actor and director. But a lot of credit to my crew out in Italy. I mean, the crew, you know, we shot a few days here in Chicago, the first 10 minutes. Take place in Chicago, but
and that I wanted to ask you because I saw the film and I recognized the streets where you were in Chicago, and I believe they are right by where I live. Was that not Cumberland and Lawrence?
Yeah, Cumberland and Lawrence. But no, just really quick, just credit to like my crew because here and in in Italy and in Chicago because they're
was
patients.
It the same crew?
No.
Okay,
didn't have the budget.
Okay,
as much as I would have loved to have brought everybody here. So really, I just credit to everybody out there and here because they were very patient with me as, you know, the director, the writer, the producer, one-man band. And we did shoot at, you know, near my uncle's house at Cumberland and Lawrence. And I didn't want to, again, there's a little bit in the beginning of the movie, a little bit of that Chicago, you know, you see like kind of a nice skyline, the city. I wanted to do it more, not the kind of glitz and glamour Chicago you always see in big movies. I just wanted it a neighborhood that not a lot of people are familiar with.
And that was perfect because that is a nice Chicago neighborhood. And there's a lot of Molizani and there's a lot of Italian Americans in that neighborhood. So I think that was great. That was actually great that you filmed it.
Yeah.
Filming in Italy. Is that, I got to think that's a very difficult process for anyone, let alone a foreigner. Because, I mean, when you're in Italy, you're a foreigner.
Yeah. First off, not only that, but, like, I'm this American guy. You know, I have only met the crew for a little bit. I'm coming into their domain, right? I'm this guy, you know, I think I'm this and that. And I'm coming in and, you know, a little bit of first hesitation, you know, from everybody in the first couple of days. You know, he wants to act. He's a director, blah, blah, blah. Is it all going to come together? But truly, credit to them for really, again, the patience and the trust. And what we ultimately did, the film in Italy, is we just kind of run and gun, you know? It just, we didn't really get, you know, besides in Molise, in Castel San Vincenzo.
Now, in Molise, I would assume.
We got permits and everybody wanted
to. See, I would have thought there you wouldn't need a permit because it's your hometown. And
well, that was funny because we blocked off streets and we had, you know, this and that. And
we went up
in the mountains. You know,
that's
we had
true. You would have to block off streets.
Yeah. In Rome, you know, we could have done all that, but it was like, how long do you want to wait? And the Italian bureaucracy, as you know, it's a waiting game.
So how were you able, like, did you have people maybe blocking off more or less with their hands, maybe some cones and saying, hey, hold on one second, we're filming something.
Whether it was an actor or some of the crew, you know, everybody would help.
And people cooperated.
I'm telling you, it really.
And when did you do this? Filming in Rome, was this in the summer?
It was a year ago, August. So August of 2016.
In the month of August?
In the hottest month of the year.
And the most tourists, you chose it and you got away with it.
Yeah. Running around. There's a scene in the movie where I'm chasing my brother. I'm spying on him because I'm a little bit hesitant to go up to him. And we just were running around Rome, you know, just people were, we had to like digitally remove people who were kind of looking into the camera in post-production. You know, it was just a wonderful experience, just to really learn, a great learning experience.
Well, it just sounds like, and it just sounds like, in a sense, like everything had to fall into place to actually finish this film.
Not when I was shooting it. It felt like it was like that monster ready to tear me down. You know, the Cinquecento, we got a flat tire around the road to Molise. The microphone broke halfway through the shoot. Like every day there was something, but in the end.
So in other words, like when I do my show and the computer breaks and the microphone breaks and everything breaks. So I understand. You know what? I'm going to make an analogy. It's almost like having a small business. And what can go wrong will go wrong.
Truly, truly. And that's why they make movies with a lot of people, not seven or eight people.
How long was the whole
doing
process?
Doing various roles. So I wrote the first draft of the movie, I want to say in 2015. Like, a really 10 pages a day, 1 week. I call it, you know, my vomit draft where you kind of just let it all get out. All the characters have like the same, you know, mentality as me. Like they're all have like the same note. And then little by little, you craft it and finesse it, and you get feedback from people. And
you had to get financing for this because we all know it's not easy or cheap to make a film.
Yeah, so we set up Molise Films, and we called everybody we thought could give us, you know, $1,000. And
really?
To their credit, we had a lot of friends and family, and that was it. Essentially, friends and family from here in Sicily and Elmhurst all contributed. And
well, I gave you all the credit
and went
in the
to
world.
Italy and
I give you all the credit in the world because it's not an easy thing to do. If you ask anybody to make a film, is not easy. Then filming in another country, then wearing all the hats you did, that's excellent. Very excellent.
Truly, thanks.
Tell me now where the film has been seen, the different cities. Where has it been seen?
So we had our premiere in June at the Rosemont over here at the AMC, and we showed it in Elmhurst. We were in LA. I mean, we've had a sold-out screening every showing. We've showed it about five or six times now.
What happened out
Chicago,
in LA?
In LA. So, again, the goal of the movie is we want to sell it. We want to get it out there, obviously, on all the platforms online, but we just want people to see it. And we rented a theater, not knowing, you know, knowing a few people that I knew from Columbia College, you know, not that many people. We rented a 100-seat theater. And I did an interview on WGN Radio here in Chicago
okay. A
month before saying, you know, we're going to LA, blah, blah, blah. And the host said, you know, we should hook you up with Joe Mantegna.
Wow.
Kind of shrugged it off. And to their credit, though, they got my package. They got my tickets to Joe. And he responded like a week later and said, not only am I coming, but I'm bringing my whole family to the movie.
So WGN Radio really came through on this.
Credit to Steve Cochran and the producer there, Lise Graham, because they loved, you know, the movie, and they were really, you know, kind to me. We did a 10-minute segment there in May. And it's crazy. Like,
was
now I'm in contact with Joe Mantegna now.
Was it a surprise when he came?
So he calls me the day of the showing, and he's saying, hey, can I, you know, he's canceling. He's shooting Criminal Minds, you know, that big show he's got on CBS or ABC. And I thought he was calling to cancel. I was like, man, you know, like, I know he's working, he's a busy guy. And I wasn't too like, okay. I pick up the phone and he goes, hey, Giancarlo, I'm not calling to cancel. Can you get me another ticket? I got another family member that wants to come. And I'm bringing actor Michael Tucci, who was Sonny in Grease. So he even brought two other
actors. Oh, yes, I do remember him. Michael
Sonny
Tucci,
Liberi,
sure.
I think, was
sure.
the character's name.
Oh, that's great.
And we've got a video I would recommend everybody go up on our Facebook page, My Country Film, and watch the little two-minute speech that Joe gives after the movie. So he loved the movie, watches it. He's Barese and Siciliano, so he loved our actor from Body, my older
And he
brother.
Had to be just, you know, very tickled pink that a fellow Chicagoan, Italian-American, the whole nine yards.
Just incredibly supportive. I mean, we got pictures all up on our website. But and he's trying to hook us up now with Italian-American organizations and different people. And we're going back out there in October, where we're working on putting another screening in L.A. We're going to be in Orange County, San Diego. And then it'll all be up on our website, mycountryfilm.com. But
that's great. Networking.
Just,
that's,
you know,
the name of the game.
You know, we'll see what happens. And then the real, you know, just we got to show the movie in Italy.
Recently, correct?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. How did that go?
We had our premiere in Castel San Vincenzo, where we shot the last half of the movie. And it went so well.
The whole town came out, I'm assuming?
Everybody. I mean, we had over 400. Some people maybe think it was 500 people show up in this little piazza.
Wow. And it was outside?
Outside. Cinema Paradiso. You know,
Cinema Paradiso is one of my favorite films. Yes.
And it just was overwhelming. And then the next day, we pack up and we drive outside of Rome to Ferentino near Frosinone, where we shot two scenes in the film. And we had 150 people come out to that one.
Was that outside as well, or was that
outside?
In indoor?
That's
outside.
The way to do it out there.
Wow, that's great. Summer. I got to imagine that your paisans had to just be like in awe of this, watching this film about their town, and especially you had a lot of them in the movie.
In it, there were actors in it, the baristas, and, you know, they were a lot of the crew. They would help out. I mean, the people in Castel San Vincenzo in the Molise region were just, any chance they could lend a hand, they would, putting up lights, you know, helping us move cars, move people. And I was worried because, yeah, a lot of them are in it. They're not professional actors. And they loved it. The people, you know, they would come and tell me. I mean, the Italians are, they will tell you.
They're not
shy. No, no. And even, you know, when I wanted to be an actor in this movie, I mean, I had a lot of, dude, what are you doing, man? You're going to act, you're going to direct, and this and that. So when they came to see it, I was freaking out, obviously, but we really did not have any criticisms. And I just, it's still just wrapping my head around everything that happened. It was so wild.
And you know what's great about it? I think the fact that it was real, and that comes across. Now, these paisans and cousins, they're not actors, but they're playing themselves. Who would play themselves better than them?
I think it added too. We wanted kind of that documentary cinema verite style. We didn't want a very polished, clean movie. We wanted something a little more gritty, a little more naturalistic. And I think casting people who were friends and family, and myself, who's, you know, not maybe, I guess I'm an actor now. I did one movie, but
you are an actor, my friend.
You know,
yes.
Non-professionals. You know, I think the way to go, and people are responding to the movie very positively, and we are actually showing it again on the 28th.
So August 28th.
August 28th, Monday night at the York Theater in Elmer. So we had a sold out 300 people in June, and we're doing it again.
That's
we've already
great.
Sold like half the tickets. It's crazy.
That's great.
And then, we want to get everybody out there to that screening if you're looking.
And how do, okay, so how does someone get a ticket to see this?
Yes. So go to our website, mycountryfilm.com. All the information's there. Our Facebook is My Country Film. You can check us out. Instagram, we're all over social media. and get them quick because they're really selling fast. We don't have that many left. So credit to the Elmhurst community where I grew up. It's just been just so supportive from day one. All my films have been very well received there.
And you mentioned you're going to L.A., San Diego in the fall?
I believe the first week of October, around the 5th, we're going to do, we're calling it the Molise Fornia
nice. Very nice. Very nice.
California tour.
And any chance to come back to the Chicago area to show it, I hope?
Yeah, so we've been submitting it to film festivals here in Chicago, across the country in Italy, and we're just waiting to hear a reply. So at the end of August, beginning of September, we'll finally get, you know, yes or no's. And all that information will be on our website, but we're really hoping for a healthy festival life, film festival life. And then once we get that distributor, you know, we'll put it up online and DVD and TV. Who knows? It's a world, you know, it's a, we'll see what happens.
That's excellent. Excellent. Tell me about the future of Molise Films. Will they be concentrating on Italian American films or? Just because it's called Molise Films doesn't mean you have to do films about
Italian-American. Yeah, well, I would love, again, I'm kind of the head guy here, so I would love to do another Italian-American story. I'm getting a lot of ideas. Well, nothing set in stone yet, but I would love to do another film, either in Molise in Italy. And if not, you know, we'd love to, you know, we've done commercials and product and brand stuff, but if that young director wants to, you know, comes along and pitches us something, you know, we are more than happy to, you know, to look into that. And we've gotten a few of those, you know, those requests. So we'll see what happens, really. We're hoping, you know, to put Molise more on the map, you know, titling our production company the name of that region.
Well, speaking of, since we're here, I'm going to throw my little 2 cents out because I was thinking about this and I'm going to give you a couple ideas for two films. Okay,
right,
we're here.
Right,
why not?
I'm here.
Okay. There is a lady that you probably don't know, Oriana Fallaci. I never heard of her. I read about her in the Italic Way in the Italic Institute of America's magazine. Fascinating, incredible lady. She was a journalist, an author, and political interviewer. She was born in Florence. She interviewed Gandhi, Ayatollah Khomeini, Arafat, Kissinger. She was very, very edgy. She, when she was with Khomeini, I guess she called him a tyrant. She ripped off the garb she had to wear. This lady took no, you know what,
born
no
in
blank.
Italy.
Born in Italy, born in Florence, but she spoke English because she did interviews in English, too, in America. She wrote a book called The Interview with History. Like I said, very controversial figure, but that's probably good for a movie. And I'm going to tell you who's going to star as her because she kind of physically... her body physically resembles her, Marissa Tomei, who I believe is an Academy Award winner.
Frank, if you can get
an Italian American
with Marissa Tomei, we will do this movie.
I'm telling you, Oriana Fallaci. My other film would be about Amadeo Pietro Giannini, A.P. Giannini, the founder of Banco d'Italia, which became Bank of America. Now, he has nothing to do with it today. However, he's credited with being the man who started modern banking.
Yes, yes.
He started branch banking. He gave, one of his great things was he loaned money to poor people and regular people. In those days, it was only rich people that got loans. Real quick, he saved San Francisco, the earthquake of, I believe it was 1906. He funded Walter Disney for Snow White.
No kidding.
Yes. He was truly a pioneer. A classy gentleman that was not caught up in riches. Apparently, when he died, he wasn't as wealthy as you would think because that wasn't important to him. A.P. Giannini. I think it would be a great story.
Who would play A.P.? Joe Mantegna? Can we get Mantegna?
You know, guess what? Yes.
I know Joe.
Joe Mantegna would be great for this role. So, not to, you know.
Well, Frankie, I mean, I love, like, one of my favorite movies the last couple of years was the one about the Osama bin Laden raid.
Okay.
Zero Dark Thirty. I love those, like, true stories, you know, based on a true story. And those two
exactly.
Sparked my interest, Frank. So you write those treatments and you send them to me.
True, real stories that are validated.
Yeah.
Incredible people. And, you know, unfortunately, the movies and Italian-Americans, we know where that goes, my God, 90% of the time probably. So it's those few, and we need more of those kind of movies. in the positive light.
Yeah.
And if you want, I can definitely be in it as well, you know, since
it's you're okay. Got a tattoo.
Well, I gotta throw it out there. Yourself, absolutely. Man.
We'll shoot the diner. We'll shoot it.
Yes. Sounds good. John Carlo, I want to thank you for the interview. The best of luck with this film and your future films. And I hope there are many.
I hope so, too. Hey, we're going to do the Bank of Italy next. So.
That would be great. Well, thank you. And as we always, thank you. Thank you. And as we always do on the Keeping It Real with Frankie D show, some words of inspiration to end the show. This quote comes from Stephen Covey. And he says, "I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions." Well, on that note, I want to thank all our listeners. Go see the film My Country. And I want to wish everyone a great Italian-American day. Thank you.